I'm Rick Hansen with this check of area news on KJAN.com. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education Monday night approved by a 3-2 vote the addition of certain extracurricular activities for the 2013-2014 and 2014-2015 school years. For 2013 and 14, that includes dance and an archery club, with swimming and bowling being added for the 2014 and 15 calendar year. The only stipulation is that those programs will be on a 3-year probationary period with regard to how many students continue to express an interest in them. Board members Phil Haskell and Dennis Davis voted against adding the activities. Haskell said he'd rather spend the money on Linda Mood Bell teacher training and related programs, which seek to strengthen students' reading, comprehension, and math skills by evaluating students in need of extra help and tailoring instruction specifically toward those individuals.
Well, I have a difficult time spending $60,000 more every year on more activities. I guess, you know, discussing bowling as being one that I could support.
The board Monday also approved the purchase of an 84 and 65 passenger bus, similar to those purchased last year. And as with last year, one of the buses will be powered by propane. The total cost for both vehicles is $204,378. It's expected the district will receive them sometime later this fall. And the board approved a lease agreement for a new mobile classroom to handle class overload at the Washington School. The building would handle those classes that meet less than 30 minutes per day and which do not require water and sewer accessibility. They also approved the purchase of a new walk-in cooler for the Schuler School food prep area. Two people were arrested Monday night on drug charges following a traffic stop in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say deputies assisted by Red Oak Police arrested 29-year-old Charles Adam Bradshaw of Panora and 29-year-old Lacey Joe Smalley of Clarinda. Bradshaw was taken into custody on a warrant out of Dallas County for a probation violation. He was also charged with driving while barred, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for providing false information to a peace officer. Bradshaw was being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Smalley faces a possession of marijuana charge. She was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. Police in Red Oak say they're investigating a reported residential burglary. They received a call from a woman on East Street late Monday night indicating that someone had entered her home and removed several items, including an Xbox 360, Xbox 360 games, and other miscellaneous items. There was no visible damage or indication of forced entry to the structure. The incident is believed to have occurred sometime between late Friday evening and early Saturday morning. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500 or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. The Atlantic Police Department reports the arrest on Sunday of 55-year-old Douglas Howard of Atlantic. Howard was taken into custody on a charge of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. He was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. And on Friday, officers in Atlantic arrested 43-year-old Kevin Dennison of Atlantic on a charge of public intoxication. Dennison was also booked into the Cass County Jail. Officials report also an accident occurred at around 10:15 p.m. Friday, causing $1,800 damage but no injuries. A vehicle driven by Zachary Wood of Atlantic was traveling north on Olive Street and had the green arrow to turn left onto westbound 7th. A vehicle driven by Joseph Fredrickson of Atlantic was traveling south on Olive and failed to yield, striking the Wood vehicle on the right front side. Fredrickson was cited for failure to yield. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department say 14 children ranging in age from 7 to 10 boarded an Atlantic School District bus and headed to Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo last week. The June 4th trip was made possible by the Atlantic Police Department's Children's Fund. 3 APD officers and 2 female volunteers accompanied the kids as they explored the many zoo exhibits and learned about the animals. Officials report the kids and officers had a great time at the zoo and hope to do it again next year. The Atlantic Police Department's Children's Fund is sustained by private donations from citizens and charity organizations and enables the department to interact with local area youth during several different activities, including an upcoming weekend campout. Officials of the PD thank the parents of the children who allowed them to attend the zoo event and all those generous persons and businesses who contributed the funds to make the trip possible. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN.com News.